The whole issue of women in technology, Dr. Keech, has been a priority for you, though, since you've been at Agnes Scott.
Absolutely. You know, we have a broad initiative at Agnes Scott called Summit, which is focused on leadership development for all students, as well as global learning for all students. And so I see this particular panel on women in technology as a really important part of that. How do we expose young women to leaders in a field so that they can start to identify this as a career path that they can pursue and hear the stories of women who have been successful in the technology field?
But we have for years heard of programs that are aimed at getting young girls, particularly in the elementary, middle school, and high school level, involved in the field. So if we already have those programs, and yet you're saying, okay, we still have a need to expose them when they're older and to keep them there, what's happening if we're getting them into the field younger and then they're leaving? What's going on?
Right. Well, you know, there's part of it is, frankly, that this is still pretty new. You know, when you think about women, frankly, women in leadership positions, period, is really a story about the last 50 years, right? I've been very excited to see all the work that's being done with young girls. But as you say, Dennis, there is sort of a leaky pipeline. And so what you need is reinforcements at every stage of the journey. So that means in college, providing opportunities for students to not only major in computer science and engineering, but to meet with women in the field, and then in companies as well, to create opportunities for women to be mentored, to be encouraged, and to aim high.